Jesus Christ is risen. It's the good news all the world needs to hear, and you can help deliver the message. The Lutheran Heritage Foundation is dedicated to translating and printing the good books of our Lutheran faith so that all nations may know the love of Christ. In more than 140 languages, LHF provides Bible storybooks, small catechisms, devotion books, and more that proclaim the Easter message. Learn how you can help at lhfmissions.org.
Listening to the Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast. I'm Sarah.
I'm Erin.
And I'm Rachel.
It's such a special day, guys. I'm so excited. We have so many surprises up our sleeves today. Oh, I've been looking forward to this.
You can't even wait for it.
Recording session for like weeks.
No spoilers.
No spoilers.
I mean, the title is already out there.
That's
so
true.
There's a spoiler.
Everyone knows what's
happening.
Don't look
at the titles. Don't open your phone now. It's too late.
Don't
just
read the
wait
show
for
notes.
The surprise.
Okay, so Rachel, this episode has to do with book club, which dropped last week. We're squeezing out everything we can out of Little Women because
we are. This is such a beloved book, you guys, and this is one that I feel has been long in coming because so many women love this book.
Yes,
and so we could not be content just to have one episode.
Mm-mm.
And we promised we would announce our new book club during this episode.
We did.
So we had to do it in a spectacular way.
Mm-hmm. One of the surprises.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no more spectacular way to completely wrap up a beloved classic and announce a big new surprise than by begging our friend Bree to come back and help us do it in style.
Yay! Bree is back!
Spectacular.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh,
so
look at that.
We broke the mics.
We
already,
broke the
guys.
Mics already.
Again. Just like old times.
It's true. Well, hey everyone, it's Bree. I almost jumped in there in the intro. I was like, oh dang, that is like deep in my brain. So I am today have written for you all original composition. Based upon Little Women lore.
I love it.
I didn't have an opportunity to weigh in on the book, obviously. It made me mad. That's all I'm going to say on it. It just made me really mad. But whatever. I'm sure you know why. It just didn't make any sense. Anyway, that's fine. So today I was asked to write a radio theater in the style of Little Women, not maybe in the style, but inspired by Little Women. And so
it's more Little Women in the style of Bree.
Correct.
Radio theater.
Perfect.
Which is perfect. So I thought, what more fun Lutheran way to celebrate Louisa May Alcott's award-winning literary masterpiece, Little Women, than to perform a vignette of the March Sisters at the LCMS youth gathering.
Yes. This is amazing.
So we're going to go ahead. I'm going to set the scene for everybody.
Okay.
All right.
So we all know who we're playing, right?
You all know who you're playing.
And honestly, I am not absolutely in any way surprised by who I got cast as.
No,
it was a difficult
cast.
Yeah, it's okay.
I made my peace with this years ago. It's cool.
You gotta play to your cast strengths, and that's
right.
What I did.
That's right.
That's what I did here. Mm-hmm. Except for Sarah, you so would have been in the sensory room. Like you didn't have any, but you wouldn't have had lines, so that defeats the point. Anyway, so this is the scene. We are at the 2025 LCMS Youth Gathering, set to be in New Orleans, Louisiana. Meg, Joe, and Amy March are gathered outside the NYG Exhibit Hall between sessions. Marmy, a chaperone for the March Girls Youth Group, is nowhere to be found. DCE Dana of past Breeze Radio Theater fame.
I remember her.
She did everything at that church.
Yes, she did.
DCE Dana can be seen flitting around in the background, wrangling rowdy youth, preparing for service activities, coordinating schedules with NYG staff, all as usual, on the verge of a mild panic. Take it away.
With all this heat and humidity, my curls will never hold their shape. Why must we go to such places in the middle of summer?
That is a fair question, Amy. Massachusetts is lovely this time of year, as you know. But be grateful, dear sister. You are bright and in good health and happy. And we are in a strange place, but we are here together. It does one no good to grumble.
Well, I see Annie Moffat's curls are showing no signs of going limp. It's not fair.
Let Annie have her curls, Amy. She is a spoiled brat.
Oh?
Oh, come now, Meg. She flew here from Boston Logan first class. She is staying at the fanciest hotel near the stadium and is able to Uber wherever she wants to go. And she packed 3 suitcases. I saw them all. One of them surely contains an entire hair salon, including the beautician.
Oh, could you imagine how glamorous?
More like how absurd.
I guess I should appreciate the little things, despite the heat and humidity. Last night, I went to the most wonderful art performance, where a man painted a giant portrait of Jesus.
Oh, and I love learning about all the different mission opportunities in the exhibit hall.
Have you guys done the zip line yet? Or, oh, that'll be the group chat with the boys. That Lori.
Ooh, what about him?
Oh, nothing to get worked up about. He keeps sending memes and sharing videos on Instagram, and I have about 25 of those to get caught up on. The goofball.
The goofball.
That's enough, Amy. Don't mock that which you don't understand.
And what is that exactly?
Love.
I don't love him. Gosh.
Meg, just because you're already hearing wedding bells with Johnny.
Mr. Brooke.
Doesn't mean you are an expert in the field of the matters of the heart.
You'll change your tune when I go to college and graduate with an MRS degree and maybe even a bachelor's.
Ah, so I'm going to go check in with Beth. I think she's been hanging out in the quiet room this whole time. Text me when Marmy gets back.
Bye, Joe.
So what do you think is going to happen when Lori finally professes his love for Joe and she does not return his affections?
Beg pardon?
Surely you also don't believe she is simply in denial about her feelings for the boy.
Perhaps. Time will tell. But it's also...
Girls! Girls! Wait, wait. Where are your sisters?
Joe went to go check on Beth.
She's in the sensory deprivation tank.
Amy, on my life, if I hear you call it that one more time, I'm going to make you memorize the Book of Obadiah by the end of the month. I promise you. And what have I told you girls about traveling in pairs?
We need to be in at least groups of 3.
Precisely. Thank you.
Sorry, DCE Dana. We'll go meet the other two and make sure we stick together. But before we do that, have you seen Marmy?
What?
Have you seen Marmy?
Who?
Marmy.
Marnie?
Marmy.
Narnia?
No, Marmy. Marmy.
I don't know
what... Say Mar.
Mar?
Say me.
Me?
Marmy.
Who is Barney? Is there another sister I don't know about that I haven't been supervising this whole time?
No, it's...
Girls. Girls, I've been looking all over for you.
Marmy!
Marmy is Mrs. March?
Yes.
I swear it's like you New Englanders speak a whole other language.
Where are your sisters?
They're in the sensory.
Bup, bup, bup.
They're in the quiet room. Beth broke into hives the second she sat down in the airport shuttle that had a whole 17 people in it.
Oh, poor dear. Well, I've been walking the roads, handing out our sandwiches to poor street urchins.
Narni, what do you mean? What do you mean our sandwiches?
Well, the ones we made yesterday,
oh,
of course.
Oh, no.
I was amazed that we were able to assemble so many bagged lunches yesterday. Oh. It took a couple of hours to distribute all 400 lunch sacks, but the job got done. Eventually, people just started walking up to me, asking me for a sack lunch. Think of how many families we have helped today.
I think I'm going to be sick.
Marmee, those sacked lunches were going to be handed out in the other wards this afternoon as part of our service project. Now what are we going to do?
Annie Moffat will never let me recover from this.
Hey, I'm back. Hi, Marmee. Hi, DCE Dana.
Hey.
What's the commotion about?
Oh, Joe, sweetheart.
Marmee already gave away all the sack lunches we made for this afternoon service project.
Oh, nice. Now we can go play games instead.
Joe!
What? Hungry people got fed. What's so wrong about that? Don't be cross at Marmee.
Hmm. I suppose you're right, Joe. One way or another, we served our neighbors, which is what God calls us to do. Whether the service population was determined by some corporate partnership or at random, I just don't know what we're going to do for the folks who are expecting those lunches.
Oh, right. Hmm.
Wait, look! Over there!
Is that Hannah?
Who's Hannah?
Our servant.
What?
It looks like she's pulling a giant flatbed dolly. There must be thousands of sack lunches on that thing.
Wow, she looks yoked, too. That CrossFit membership has really been paying off, Hannah.
What is she saying to Marmee? I can't read lips.
Let me try. I made 2,500 sandwiches on the plane. I was bored and thought you might want more.
How does one make 2,500 sandwiches on an airplane?
That sounds like a textbook Hannah move, honestly.
Yikes. Okay, well, at least we are going to feed a ton of people. I should probably gather up some young adult leaders to prepare for distributing these.
Could you use a governess?
No, absolutely not. No.
No governesses.
100%. No governesses. Just wait here. And for Pete's sake, please stay together.
End scene.
That was hilarious. Oh my gosh.
This was amazing. Okay, so surprise number one. Was Bree is back. Surprise number two.
Who? Wait. Okay.
We need
to do the run of character.
Who played who?
Credits here.
Credits.
So,
yeah.
Credits. Roll credits.
Roll credits. So written, directed, and produced by Bree Gurzewski. In the role of Amy March, we'll do this in order of appearance.
Okay.
In the role of Amy March, we had Sarah Golseth.
Thank you very much.
In the role of Meg March, we had... Are you next, I think?
Yeah.
In the role of Meg March, we had Rachel Bomberger.
Hello, hello. Still no governesses? Still no governesses.
No governesses.
I really wanted to governess.
In the role of Josephine Jo March... Aaron Alter.
Yes.
Yes.
I played the role of DCE Dana.
Well done.
And for the first time ever in her Breeze Radio Theater debut, playing the role of Barney? Marmee?
Narni?
Narnia? Narnia? Marmee? Our very own Lutheran lady, Katie Schurman.
Aw, sisters.
Oh,
I'm so honored to be
so
in an original production written by my cheeseball friend.
Yes! Oh, yes.
Oh my goodness.
That was so fun. Thank you.
You really sold that Marmy too. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
That
was
awesome. I was afraid you were going to ask me to do a New Englander accent, which I cannot
no.
do.
No.
It's real easy. You just take your normal talking and then you speed it up 110% and keep going all day.
100%. That's the truth.
That sounds really hard. Yeah, I don't know if I can do it.
It is, but it's also very efficient.
Yeah, dig deep. No, that was perfect. That was so fun.
Yes.
It was.
And Katie's in studio with us, which is an especially special treat.
I'm so jealous.
The whole gang is mostly sort of back together.
Yeah.
Live plus virtually. Rachel, we love you out there in Connecticut.
Love you too.
Connecticut.
Virtual hugs. Virtual
doing hug. Field research on New England culture for our little women.
Correct. On assignment.
Performance. Yes.
There is a reason, though, that we asked Katie to be a part of the Breeze Radio Theater. And that has to do with the fact that we also pushed the book club announce to this episode. Yes. So, Rachel, tell us why this is even happening right now.
Yes. Oh, I'm so excited about this. So y'all have been waiting a full week to hear what our next book club read will be. And that was because we wanted to get Katie in the studio and talk about it with her. Our summer beach read Lutheran Ladies Book Club pick is going to be Katie Shorman's The Saints of Whistle Grove.
Yay!
I read recently and I absolutely loved it. So I'm very excited for this. Katie, would you be so good as to tell us a little bit about this book? Obviously, we're going to have you back on when we actually do our recap episode and everyone's had a chance to read it. But tell
maybe
us just
maybe not, obviously. But that's guess true. What, guys? Katie's going to be back on again.
I mean, it seemed like a no brainer. Yeah.
Yes, we'll have you back, Katie.
Yes.
If but you'll have us.
As a teaser, tell us about Saints of Whistle Grove. It's a little bit different from anything you've written before, isn't it?
It is. I wanted to try my hand at writing a fiction book very carefully. Mm-hmm. So I chose to write this one not under contract. I took 5 years to do it. I think it would have taken less if COVID hadn't happened. And as we discussed earlier, my husband asked me to learn to play the organ. So that took about a year and a half away from writing. But I have been noticing that it is a common experience across the synod that we have several smaller congregations that are closing. Mm-hmm. And there are many reasons for that. But sometimes we don't consider some of the more subtle reasons, such as the fact that when you live in a small community, there's just, you know, the reality that a lot of people don't move back or into that small community, sometimes because of economic reasons. And there's just, the community dies out. And I wanted to, like, oftentimes when you're writing a fiction book, you're kind of, I think it's Stephen King who said, you're often asking yourself, what if? And then you're writing about it. And I wanted to think, what if I were in a church, a country church? And because I know Illinois, I wrote about Central Illinois. What if my congregation closed? What would that look like? What would have been the experiences? And in the context of trying to write about that respectfully, I realized what I really wanted to write about was the birth through the death of a church. And so the Saints of Whistle Grove is the story about the life and death of a country church told through the lives and deaths of the people buried in its cemetery. And you're always trying to, there are too many decisions to make creatively when you have complete power over a story. So you're always looking for ways to filter down and to make more concise and to eliminate some of your choices. And one of the ways I did that is I wanted to try to mimic the experience we have when we go up into the attic of a family member, a grandmother, a great-grandmother, great-grandfather, and we open up a box of memorabilia, and there is a feeling of bonding immediately with the materials that are in that box, but we don't really understand every item in that box yet. And so as you're pulling things out of the box, they come from different time periods. Sometimes there's a photo and we recognize one face, but not all the faces. And so I chose to write this story anachronistically, which means rather than writing it in a chronological order, It reads a bit like a mystery. Each chapter somewhat leads into the next, but not because it's tomorrow, but because there's another question we want an answer to. And in each chapter, I try to answer some important question we have about that congregation. And then hopefully at the end of the book, you have a feeling like you want to go through that box of goodies one more time because you understand how they relate to each other better.
Sorry, M. Night Shyamalan of you.
Oh, and I would love to read it with my Lutheran sisters. I'm not going to read it again either until book club time.
Ooh.
Yes. Ooh.
Okay.
Well, we are excited for that. And I am too. This really is a beautiful novel. It's a little bit more, you can feel the care in it. It's a little deeper and more thoughtful than any novel that I've read of yours before. And that really shows. Not that you obviously are a gifted novelist.
I know. It's
a style. It's the
others. But this feels there's a maturity here that is really, really satisfying. And so that 5 years of careful work is very obvious. So I'm excited we get to do this. I'm proud of you as an author.
Thank you.
If that doesn't sound weird to say.
No, thank you.
And I can think of so many people that I want to give copies of this book to, you know, parents and great aunts and uncles. And this is a story so many of us have lived. You know, I look back on a church that I've loved that is now closed. But my feeling is both sadness and immense gratitude.
Yes.
For all that God does through the life of his churches. So anyway, I'm very excited about this. Everyone needs to read this book, whether or not you join us for book club, but you should totally join us for book club because it's going to be super fun. And even though I have touted this book's maturity, it's still very accessible. That's one thing about your style that I appreciate very much is that I never have to put an asterisk next to a recommendation of, oh, this might be kind of a slog for you. It's not a slog.
Certified not slogged.
Well, to write about the death and closing of a church can sound a bit formidable. It can sound like it is a depressing story, but we as Christians know that, you know, a grave is not the end of our story.
No.
And so
it isn't.
I suppose another thing that I wanted to address is that, you know, in our present day and age, we may see our churches shrinking and that can be discouraging. But all you have to do is walk out your church door and look at the ground. And you see just how big the church is. We have so many saints who have come before us who are sleeping in the ground waiting for Christ's return. And we, you know, unless our Lord Jesus comes back before we die, that will be our resting place too. Mm-hmm. And we're in good company.
Yep. With angels and archangels and all the company of heaven. Yes. That's how we do our worship.
Yes. Well, this book is published by Gloria Publishing, and Gloria may sound like Gloria, but it's actually Gloria with a K. Mm-hmm. And Gloria Publishing would like to welcome all of you into Whistle Grove by offering a pretty serious discount for anybody who purchases the book this week.
Nice.
So from today through May 12th, Gloria invites all of you to go ahead and take 20% off of your copy of The Saints of Whistle Grove. And the way to do it is go to their website, Gloria.com. That is Gloria.com. And enter in the code LOUNGE20.
Yes!
That is LOUNGE20. Oh, zero.
Zero.
That's a serious zero.
Does it matter if you capitalize lounge or not?
You know what? I don't know that it does, but go ahead just to be careful because it is capitalized on my sheet of paper here.
Okay. Capital L, lowercase O-U-N-G-E, 20. Is that
I
code?
Say caps the whole thing.
All
capital
caps.
L,
all caps.
Like
Say
lounge 20.
Shout it.
Yeah.
Shout it out.
So well, just a recap. Go to Gloria.com and the code you will enter is lounge 20, all caps, LOUNGE 20. And ebook and audiobook editions are also available via Amazon.com, which, by the way, I have some codes that you can use on Audible to get some free audiobooks of the Saints of Whistle.
Now, do you have enough for all 20,000 plus Lutheran ladies, or are we going to have to like parcel these out?
Well, and I also have some free hard copy books I would like to give away. So here's what I'd like to do. Unfortunately, I do not have 20,000 of both to get. On Monday, May 6th, start stalking the Lutheran Ladies Lounge Facebook page.
Set an alarm.
As well as their Instagram account, because we will be publishing a couple of contests where you will have opportunity to win either a hard copy or a special code for a free audiobook.
Nice.
And so again, on Monday, May 6th, stalk Lutheran Ladies Lounge social media for your opportunity to win some free things.
Yes.
Katie, I have a question for you. Do you record your own audiobooks?
I do.
So if you enjoyed Katie Sherman as Marmy,
Barney,
you are really going to love her as all the characters in the Saints of Whistlegrove.
And there's not a single, well, there are New Englanders in this book.
Oh, there are. Yes, I remember that.
There are. Yeah. Thankfully, they originate in the Midwest, so I don't have to do an accent.
Nice. Well done.
It's still one of fantastic. All of you will record an audiobook of one of my books.
Yes.
I would love that.
Make it happen. We're there.
Let's do it. Yeah.
I'm totally in.
And feel free to typecast me as Meg March anytime.
Anytime.
Well, you are already a resounding success as Candace Bradbury. So.
Oh, right. Yes. Oh, thank you.
Your range, Rachel, really. It shows your range.
My range, yes.
Candace and Meg are not the same. They're not.
No.
No.
No. No. Characters. No. They're
there's
two
at
very
least 50
different
years
characters.
Different.
Do you know, I think of Candace Bradbury and our Easter episode every time. I guess it was an April Fool's episode, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Every Easter when I think about making a lamb cake and then decide once again not to do it.
Yes.
Then I think of you.
It's epic. It was
that
epic.
That was so
that
fun.
That was the best.
It was.
Yep.
One of my faves.
It's just so much screaming.
I'm so proud you guys have your first coupon code. I'm so proud of you.
This is exciting.
Congratulations.
Shout it growing
Lounge
up.
Lounge 20.
Lounge 20.
That's right.
And I suppose, Rachel, we can also announce when book club is actually happening because
we have
all of that on our calendar. Yeah. So people can make sure to like block that out so you can spend all of your waking hours.
So, yes, you're going to want to make sure to pick up your book, go over to Gloria and use our discount code to buy multiple copies of the book for your great aunts and uncles.
That's right. Your daughters.
By the way, it is
daughters.
Shipping also.
Oh, very nice.
That is good to know, actually.
Free shipping. Shipping.
Free shipping. I love free shipping so much.
College roommate. Nice.
And then you can mark your calendars. We are going to do book club starting July 7th. So whether you are sitting in an office somewhere or lying on a beach somewhere, you can be reading this book. Actually, don't read it while you're working, but on your lunch break.
Wait,
and
but
you
don't
want
to wait at all because the code is good today.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
The code is good today. And you should then also enter, like, you should do
both.
Because then you can
you
give
multiple.
It away as if you get an extra free one, you give it as a gift to
give
someone.
Give it to your pastor.
Yeah.
Give it to your pastor's wife.
Yeah.
If you have no daughters, give them to your sons.
That's true.
Hot cross
buns.
This
book is good for boys and girls.
Oh,
it really is.
For humans.
Yeah.
There we go.
especially Lutheran humans. And I know we all know some of those.
Some marketing.
Yes. Katie Schuerman, an author for humans.
Aaron Alter for humans.
Critics are raving about Katie Schuerman.
Blurb.
Good for humans and possums. It is not good for squirrels, and that's all I'm going to say. If you haven't read it yet, you'll find out.
Oh no.
Yes.
Poor squirrels.
Speaking of squirrels, we've been following a lot of squirrels today, but I guess we just need to recap. Get the book. Join us online for book club starting July 7th. We will try to find some way to get Katie involved, and you can certainly listen for her on our recap episode, which will air a week or two after book club wraps up. And this is a beautiful book. very good, very Lutheran. I feel seen when I read it. Read it.
I did.
And I'll be reading it again. So.
Awesome.
Yes.
Heck yeah.
Thanks for letting me come and join you today.
Mm, it's been delight.
Me too.
This is just the best day ever last best day ever.
This is the new PR for best day ever.
Take a moment to admire the writing prowess of Bree?
Thank you.
Thanks, Bree. That dialogue, I gotta say.
Thank you.
I miss your creative mojo, Bree.
It's true.
I know. I'm sorry. I'll have to come back.
We'll be looking for the next one.
Yep.
Right. Yep.
We keep bringing you back.
Wild horses couldn't keep me away. That's what's up.
Because we love Breeze Radio Theater, and because it's named Breeze Radio Theater, you're the only one that can do it. 100%.
Can't remake that one.
Nope. Mm-hmm. That one's yours, always and forever.
Can't be done. Yeah. Hashtag wild card.
Yes. Thanks for hanging out with us today, Bree.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
And Katie.
Yes.
Oh,
thank you.
Thanks for coming all the way to St. Louis.
Ooh, I love being with you. Thank you.
You drove all the way here for this episode. Awesome.
All right, ladies. So you can find all of this information in our Facebook group. When this episode drops, check those show notes. We'll have all of the stuff that we've said audibly. All of the stuff we've talked about will also be in the show notes in case you want to look at stuff.
What?
So you can find all the rest of our episodes at KFUO.org/Lutheran Ladies Lounge or on your favorite podcasting app, on the KFUO radio app. Check out our social media. Of course, you can join our group, the Lutheran Ladies Lounge, on Facebook, and also follow us on Instagram. The giveaways are going to be on both platforms. Hint, hint. So join us in our Facebook group and the Lutheran Ladies Lounge on Instagram at Lutheran Ladies Lounge. You're listening to the Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast. I'm Sarah.
I'm Erin.
And I'm Rachel.
I almost jumped in for serious that time.
I'm Bree.
I'm Lounge 20.
Views and opinions expressed on the Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast may not represent the official position of the management or ownership of KFUO Radio, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. The Lutheran Ladies Lounge is produced by KFUO Radio and available at KFUO.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and leave a review for us, too. If you love the Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast, consider financially supporting our producer, KFUO Radio, so we can keep doing what we do. Find out how at kfuo.org/give. The Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast is underwritten in part by Lutheran Heritage Foundation. LHF translates, publishes, distributes, and introduces books that are Bible-based, Christ-centered, and Reformation-driven. Learn more about their global ministry and how to support their projects at lhfmissions.org.
Sorry, DCE Dana. Sorry, it's not Dana. I'll get this.
It's Dana. I told you that.
She's in the sensory deprivation tank.
Amy, on my life, if I hear you call it that one more time, I'm going to make you memorize the book of Obadiah. Sorry. I can't see.